I find it so heartening that digital transformation seems to have rocketed up the agenda of many C-suites over the last year or so. It's encouraging to see their enthusiasm and desire to adapt their organisations to better serve connected consumers. But in that enthusiasm, many of them are in danger of missing one of the primary objectives of digital transformation. You see, to make use of digital and to meet the needs of connected consumers, it's not enough just to create a digital silo or write a digital strategy. We need to be empowering every employee to make use of the tools that we as digital professionals take for granted. Our goal should be to make digital as ubiquitous as electricity within our organisations. We use electricity without thinking, don't we? And we couldn't operate without it. But a digital organisation is the same with digital as most of us are with electricity. Digital is a part of every aspect of their business and is essential to their day-to-day operations. All of this sounds very reasonable, but what's your plan for ensuring that all your employees are comfortable and familiar with digital tools? In my experience, most organisations have a somewhat half-hearted approach to digital training. Yeah, sure, they provide some CMS training and there are a few guidelines hidden somewhere on the internet, but basically that's all. If we want digital transformation to happen, then education and training needs to be at the heart of everything we're doing. This kind of training and educational program takes on a couple of different forms. There's active training and then there's passive education. Many organisations provide basic training, training for using the content management system or writing for the web or even for social media, but these in themselves are not enough. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticising this kind of face-to-face training sessions. They are actually invaluable. People can ask questions and they can have their hand held through the process. In fact, I would be encouraging organisations to widen the amount of training that they're offering in this regards. But my problem is that people forget what they've learned if they don't have the opportunity to use it every day. So we need to supplement this kind of face-to-face training with other material as well. Good documentation is an important part of encouraging digital adoption in organisations. Done right, they support face-to-face training and also provide an alternative to self-learners. The problem is that most of this documentation, well, to be frank, sucks. Written by people with no background in teaching, they're often dry, confusing, and tend to be pitched at the wrong level. If we're serious about becoming a digitally centric organisation, we need to step up our game in this regards. Take a look at the documentation provided by organisations such as the Government Digital Service or MailChimp. They've put a lot of effort into making these documents engaging, informative, and easy to understand. Instead of just writing reams of text, we need to be crafting learning experiences, experiences that make use of imagery, video, and interactive lessons. We need to take all that we know about great user experiences and apply that to our own training material. Talking of improving the user experience, we need to improve the usability of our internal systems too. We could significantly reduce the amount of training and documentation we provide if we take the time to improve the user interfaces of the software we use in-house. After all, why do I need to go on a training course to use your content management system when I can visit a website like squarespace.com and produce a website with no help whatsoever? But sending an employee on a training course or putting up some pretty documentation on an intranet is not going to be enough. It will not by itself help employees to feel comfortable with digital. They need to also be part of an ongoing program of education. In other words, we need to be drip feeding employees digital best practice and showing them how digital could help them in their jobs. Through internal blogs, newsletters, and even podcasts, we need to be exposing them to what digital can offer. This approach isn't about teaching them specific skills, it's about exciting them about the possibilities of digital and giving them an idea of what it can do to help them in their role. You'd be forgiven for thinking that you're never going to get funding for all of this, and I associate with that feeling and I get immensely frustrated by that. I can get organisations to pay me for a digital strategy, and I see huge investment in some new piece of technology that nobody knows how to use. But getting management to pay for good training material is an uphill battle. This, despite the fact that it provides considerable productivity savings, but more than that, that education is one of the biggest factors in making a company more digitally friendly. Of course, moaning about not being able to make this happen is no answer. So instead, we need to start small. We need to set up a small training project, just in one specific subject area. Then we need to canvas opinion and track its success or otherwise to justify further investment. Only then are we going to start to persuade management to invest and to embed this kind of culture of digital education within our organisation. If you need help getting a proof of concept project off the ground, then by all means get in touch and let's see if we can't really get digital training and education to be an intrinsic part of everything we do in our organisation.